can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad. Bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can. That phone call from your mama, and just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. Got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. Yeah, if you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long strong and as close as you can until you can. Till you can. Yeah. Thank you.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. If it happens, it'll be spectacular. A late-night launch scheduled of the Boeing Starliner capsule.
It's Boeing's first-ever crewed mission, with two of NASA's most experienced astronauts on board, Commander Butch Wilmore and pilot Sonny Williams. The mission is a test drive for the Starliner, which has been grounded by technical problems, while its competitor, the SpaceX Dragon, has launched dozens of times. But a successful mission for Boeing will allow the Starliner to be certified for long-term NASA crewed flights to the International Space Station.
ABC's Faith Abube. 6 months until the presidential election, new polling by ABC News and Ipsos gives Donald Trump a 2-point lead on President Biden, but that's among all adults. When only likely voters are counted, Mr. Biden takes a 4-point lead on Trump. Dick Rattan died in 1986. He and co-pilot Gina Yeager completed the first round-the-world flight with no stops or refueling. Dick Rattan was 85. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were higher, June up 31 to 1921, July up 21 to 1926, August up 10 to 1929, September up 5 at 1929. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 188, 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 179, one trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 3/4 to 307 and a half, 13 trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk up 1 1/4 to 113, two trades. Trades dry weigh up a half to 39.5, 10 trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month hitting resistance levels, but there was a cash cattle markets continuing to move mostly higher, and that supported many of the live cattle contracts. Feeder cattle lower in some of the nearby months due to some late week profit taking, higher though in deferreds due to the strength in those cash markets. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly lower as the trade, even though the pork cutout values were higher, trade still concerned about summer pork demand. June live cattle down 12 cents to 176.67. May feeder cattle down 30 cents to 243.30. And May hogs down 65 cents to 92.42. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month on late week profit taking. The daily wires were quiet on Friday. There is some short-term dryness for double crop areas in South America. Soybeans mostly higher on the day as the trade continues to be concerned about some of the excessive rains here in the U.S. that could delay planting. Wheat markets higher, weakness in the dollar, strength in the European wheat markets supported U.S. prices. New crop corn up 3 1/4 to 482 3/4. New crop beans up 13 1/4 to 1201. May wheat in Chicago up 19 1/2 to 606. Minneapolis wheat July up 5 1/4 to 714 1/2. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durant, cash corn 408, June 411, July 414, new crop 428. Cash beans 1140, June 1145, July 1145, new crop 1116. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 431 1/4, June 425 1/4, July 428 1/4, and new crop 432 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 420, June 430, new crop 433. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and June corn 407, new crop 427, cash beans 1130, June 1133, new crop 1136. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 420, new crop 428, cash beans 1122, new crop 1116. Red Wing Grains cash corn 440, June and July 441, new crop 432, cash beans 1185, June 1190, July 1191, new crop 1146. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash and June corn 407, new crop 427, cash beans 1132, June 1137, new crop 1126. Cattle markets from equity. Beef fed cattle 160 to 189. Holstein fed cattle 136 to 165. Market cows 90 to 129. Bulls 119 to 155. Calves 230 to 920. Beef steers 130 to 322. Holstein steers 137 to 390. Sheep markets, market lambs 250 and down. Light lambs 220 and down. Ewes 100 and down. Rams 122 and down. Goat markets, does 160 and down. Bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with some thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain. High tomorrow, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sometimes it feels like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day. And we can't slow down, 'cause more is best. It's all an endless process. Well, I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the six string, people pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Six string, people pass by and you call them by their first name.
sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke. When everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by the first name. Watching the clowns roll by.
And Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Hey! Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coke town. Mama and daddy put the roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York
on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Baptist church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park truck stop.
Take your corn yields to the max with MX Series Corn by Stein. These one-of-a-kind hybrids are derived from the latest, most superior corn genetics from one of the industry's largest corn breeding programs. MX Series Corn by Stein features short-stature plants with medium to high ear placement, enabling excellent performance in high population environments, ease of harvest, and strong standability. Learn more about our time-tested short-stature corn products at steinseed.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Some processing plants are beginning to feel some economic pressure. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st. So don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
In 2023, the U.S. became a net food importer for the first time, which the Midwest Food Products Association says is not a good thing. The MPFA is a trade association that advocates for food processing companies and affiliated industries in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Jason Collada, president of the Midwest Food Products Association, says the imbalance began due to part a growing emphasis placed on fresh fruits and vegetables.
Fresh fruits and vegetables especially have been imported a lot more as fresh has been promoted and seen as a healthier option, even though nutritionally it's equivalent, whether fresh, frozen, or canned. We've seen that track continue into frozen, and now we're seeing it in canned as well, where there's more imports coming into the country really since the pandemic.
Collada talks about why the U.S. has become a net food importer.
A big reason with canned is specific to tariffs. So if you recall, President Trump had imposed tariffs on steel in 2018, And President Biden has essentially maintained the same policy as his predecessor. What that's meant for canned food, we use tin plate steel to produce the food cans. It's actually most of the tin plate in the nation goes into food cans. We have really struggled with the price of our product because we had to import tin plate steel previously. The domestic industry does not produce enough to meet our national demand for this for food packaging. And the tariffs have just really harmed the industry by driving our prices up.
He says the high price of tin plate steel is making life difficult for food processors like the MFPA.
Today, if you go in the grocery store, you grab a can off the shelf, about 40% of the price of that can is just the steel. So it's actually more than the crop to grow and put the sweet corn in the can. It's more than the labor to get into the can. And so that's a real inhibition for our industry. Because canned is a low-margin, high-volume product, just pennies differences on product can result in the loss of contracts.
That means foreign imported products have been able to underbid American food products because American companies pay a tariff on their steel.
It's a difficult issue to resolve. So we've asked for an exemption specific for tin plate from the tariffs. Tin plate is about 2% of all U.S. steel consumption. It's not even a large segment. And here, as it deals with food security, we really thought we'd be able to make more headway. And regardless of the administrations, we've really been challenged to do so.
That's Jason Collada of the Midwest Food Processors Association. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with some thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain. High tomorrow, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream was all I've ever wanted, is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row, but Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute, I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream, 'cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson and Chasing That Neon Rainbow here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. And we have temperatures in the low to mid 40s across the region. Going to be another windy day today. More rain on the way as well. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll be chatting with some folks from the United Soybean Board as well, talking a little bit about some new products and new things that the Soybean Board's doing with even NASA, believe it or not. We'll have that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, offering the best agronomic solutions that empower growers to solve the unique challenges of each growing season. Soybean prices at the Chicago Board of Trade rallied sharply last week, partly as a result of devastating floods across southern Brazil. I'll have the details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultants are gearing up for a busy growing season. Recently, I spoke with Kelsey McGee about the importance of a clean field.
I think about the 3-3-1 rule. In 3 days, 3-inch weeds can take an inch of moisture from the soil.
Now, Kelsey, it's easiest to keep a clean field if you start with a clean field. What pre-emergence herbicide options are you recommending this year?
We want to look at a multiple mode of action type product. Specifically, Nutrien has a product called Matador S, which is three modes of action, because we only do have one time to plant that crop and you want to do it right.
Soil temperatures, did they impact the efficiency?
So early in the season, when it's cool, obviously those residuals will last a lot longer. But as time goes on and the soil temperatures do get warmer, there's degradation that happens in the soil. We do have a product within our Loveland products lineup called Infuse that I really recommend, you know, putting with these residuals to extend their life expectancy.
Learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com. Soybean prices surged higher last week at the Chicago Board of Trade, notching three-week highs as news spread of disastrous floods in southern Brazil. Specifically, the state of Rio Grande do Sul has been hit hard since late April as a stalled weather system dumped more than 19 inches of rain on the region. As of Friday, 10 people were confirmed to have been killed by the waters, and an additional 21 were still missing. The state's governor requested aid from the federal government of Brazil, saying, quote, "We are experiencing, in Rio Grande do Sul, the worst moment, the worst disaster in our history, and unfortunately, it will get worse." With nearly 10,000 people homeless in the state, President Lula has pledged assistance. The news rallied the soy markets last week as Rio Grande do Sul is Brazil's second largest soybean producing state. Prior to the start of the rainfall, government estimates of this year's soybean crop pegged it at 22.2 million metric tons, or as I like to think of it, more than 866 million bushels. To put this into perspective, the soy output of Rio Grande do Sul this spring was expected to nearly equal the combined production of both Iowa and Nebraska last fall. But now, as the rains keep falling, that number is shrinking. But traders wonder by how much.
The soybean harvest across Brazil was estimated at 76% on May 2nd, up a surprising 10 points from the week before despite the rain in the south, but progress in the southern states like Rio Grande do Sul is likely not as far along as the harvest begins later in the south. Marco dos Santos, meteorologist with weather consultancy Rural Clima, says closer to 40% of the state's soy might still be in the field, and more rain is expected to fall beginning on Wednesday. While overall precipitation totals might be lower this week than last, Dos Santos said with the already soaked conditions, any rain creates chaos. Brazil's corn crop is also in the midst of harvest, and I'll have an update there when we come back.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
The flooding in southern Brazil isn't just impacting soybean growers. It's also hampering the corn harvest, though that progress is further along. Last Thursday, the corn crop was estimated to be 83% harvested in Rio Grande do Sul, though concerns are growing about the ability to get that grain to export ports on the coast. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We didn't know the times were lean. Round our house the grass was green. It didn't seem like things were all that bad. I bet we walked 1,000 miles, chopping cotton and pushing plows, and learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, I saw the light in Daddy's eyes and felt the love in Mama's hand. They kept us warm and kept us fed, taught us how to look ahead. Now looking back, I understand. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. When Sunday mornings rolled around, we dressed up in hand-me-downs, just in time together with the church. Sometimes I think how long it's been, and
how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton.
On my knees, I ask you please, honey, let me love you, let me kiss you like I used to. When we meet on the street, I wanna love you, I wanna kiss you like I used to.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Everybody wants an easy ride on the merry-go-round that we call life. Take a drive on cruise control, then you wait to find it's a winding road. Had my dreams in view when the money ran out and the engine blew. Hung my tears out to dry, then my dreams fell out of that clear blue sky. And I
crosswalk in the clouds, feeling so safe and sound. Something else knocks me down. Well, oh, that's the way it is. You gotta roll with the punches. That's the way it goes. You gotta bend when the wind blows. You live, you learn, you crash and burn. It's hit or miss, and that's the way it is. One fine day you wake up completely hopelessly falling in love. He's just what you're looking for. The only problem is that the man's not sure. Another guy'll give you everything. Only problem is you don't feel a thing. Well, I know from experience, nothing's ever gonna make perfect sense. Oh, one day you get what you want, but it's not what you think. Then you get
with news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Farm Bureau President Brad Olson released a statement regarding the recent updates to USDA's school nutrition standards. Wisconsin Farm Bureau appreciates USDA's recognition of the role flavored milk and cheese have in a nutritious meal, and allowing schools the option to continue offering flavored milk is not only important for building a balanced meal, but also encourages additional milk consumption to the future, he said. However, he said they were disappointed that USDA missed an opportunity to restore 2% and whole milk to school breakfast and lunch. Olson said the science is clear that additional milk options provide a greater chance for positive health outcomes for American children. U.S. trade policy can strengthen supply chain resiliency and ensure that U.S. dairy continues to grow as a global leader. That was the testimony that Tony Rice, trade policy director for National Milk, gave at a hearing before U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. The U.S. dairy industry exported more than $8 billion worth of products in 2023, supporting thousands of jobs and contributing significantly to the national economy. During his testimony, Rice highlighted the need for a more proactive U.S. trade policy agenda that tackles global trade barriers and enhances market access to key partners. An inclusive, worker-centered trade policy should reflect the central role that comprehensive trade agreements and American exports play for the agriculture economy and the many farmers and workers throughout the supply chain who rely on it, Rice said. He also recommended that the USTR incorporate dairy-specific elements in trade negotiations to facilitate a robust supply chain. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill banning the sale or production of lab-grown meat in that state. Florida will fight back against the global elite's plan to force the world to eat meat grown in a petri dish or bugs to achieve their authoritarian goals, he said in a press release. Our administration will continue to focus on investing in our local farmers and ranchers, and we will save our beef, he said. Florida Senate Bill 1084 enacts a wide-ranging ban on cultivated meat, making it illegal for any person to manufacture for sale, sell, hold, or offer for sale or distribute cultivated meat in Florida. Violators would face misdemeanor penalties, and businesses caught selling the product could have their licenses suspended. We must protect our incredible farmers and the integrity of American agriculture, said Florida Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson. He said lab-grown meat is a disgraceful attempt to undermine our proud traditions and prosperity. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently selected a group of leaders in agriculture as the organization's 12th Partners in Advocacy Leadership Class. AFBF designed PAL to help agriculture leaders accelerate their engagements, ability, and solidify their roles as advocates for agriculture. Being able to successfully advocate at all levels for agriculture issues that benefit rural communities is more important than ever, said Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. Now, PAL training involves four leadership models designed to develop specific advocacy skills while exploring components of leadership in its theories and philosophies. Now, the modules will build on one another over 2 years of the program and include intense in-person hands-eye training. Graduates will get the experience and confidence to effectively engage all critical agriculture stakeholders. USDA said that ground beef samples sent to the National Veterinary Services Laboratory for PCR testing were negative for the H5N1 bird flu virus. Farm Policy News says USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service collected 30 samples of ground beef from retail outlets in the states with dairy cattle herds that tested positive for H5N1. The National Laboratory reported that all samples tested negative from the virus. The results reaffirm that the meat supply is safe, USDA said. The Food and Drug Administration says preliminary results of testing additional dairy products continue to show that pasteurization inactivates the bird flu virus. FDA has tested now 297 total retail samples of pasteurized dairy products, and the results released last week represent tests on 201 of those samples to date. Meanwhile, the USDA Plant and Animal Health Inspection Service recently added Colorado to the list of states with dairy herd infections. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Mike Adams for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with some thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain. High tomorrow, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stop. of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress. So divine, how I wish you were mine again, my dear. I won't see your tears, sea of a heartbreak.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
From the